are extremely pleased that there are friends out there who remember and come and join forces with our own local experts to deal with the issue of preventable blindness. As you know, we have hundreds of people in Zimbabwe who are blind from preventable and curable causes. And so when we have such eye camps going on, we are extremely happy because we know hundreds of people who could not see yesterday come out with their vision, and they can fend for their families, they can be fully productive human beings in their own right. And so we want to thank those people who have partnered with our own specialists to do this noble job.
Do you have any other programs under the government that provides free health care for those who cannot afford it?
Yes, we do. The one major program that I would like to highlight is the Health Transition Fund. We've been working at the modalities of making it operational and also fundraising for it. Now we have enough funds in the kitty to get the program rolling. We have over $48 million at the moment, and we aim to raise over $400 million for a five-year period. For this year, we have enough money. We have already started procurement under this program. It has several stages. One of them is procurement of medicines and other consumables used in hospitals. And these will be distributed to all the institutions so that they don't have to buy those things. The second stage is transferring money to the health services fund of each hospital, each district, each clinic. And I'm pleased to say this is at a very advanced stage. The steering committee has identified organizations which will be doing that. And I'm confident that within the next couple of months, the health transition fund should be fully operational.